Muffed is on a season that fell short. We'll break down why. This is the Raiders 2025 season in review.
Muffed.
64 sacks allowed. That's the worst in football, an 11% sack rate on every dropback. Here's how an offensive line that couldn't keep Geno Smith upright torched the whole season, why a first-round rookie running back averaged under 4 yards a carry, and the one unit that actually held up its end, 3-14, last in the AFC West. The Raiders missed the playoffs entirely, finishing 7th among AFC non-playoff teams, and outside of a Week 1 win in New England, a Week 6 home win over the Titans, and a Week 18 win over a Chiefs team playing for nothing, this was a season-long muffing. The team by the numbers is brutal and consistent. Total offensive expected points added on the season, how much every snap helped or hurt their chances of scoring, was minus 202.9, dead last, third percentile. The defense was middle of the pack at plus 25.6 expected points added allowed, and remember, on defense, you want that negative, 21st in the league. Offensive disaster, mediocre defense, steady floor, no ceiling. Las Vegas was shut out twice, scored 10 or fewer in 6 games, and cleared 24 points only twice all year. The third down rate tells the same story, 34.7%, 28th. They couldn't stay on the field. Now let's talk about the passing offense, where the season really got muffed. Geno Smith threw for 3,025 yards and 19 touchdowns, but also 17 interceptions, and he ate 55 of the team's 64 sacks. His adjusted net yards per attempt was 4.4, 34th among qualified starters in a 32-team league. Passing expected points added landed at minus 107.6, 9th percentile. The wild part, Smith's completion percentage over expected was actually a tick above average. He completed the throws, everything around them, the picks, and that league-worst 10.7% sack rate drowned the unit. Trey Tucker led the team with 57 catches for 696 yards and 5 touchdowns. A fine season for a number one receiver, a disastrous one for a team's leading target. Now let's dig into the rushing offense, because somehow it was worse. The Raiders averaged 3.6 yards per carry, dead last, third percentile. Rushing expected points added on the season was minus 96.8, also dead last, minus 0.26 per carry. Historically bad, 77.5 rushing yards per game, and this was the year Las Vegas drafted Ashton Jeanty in the first round to fix the run game. Jeanty finished with 975 rushing yards on 266 carries, 3.7 a pop, 5 rushing touchdowns, and 5 more through the air on 55 catches. His rushing yards over expected, minus 50.8, meaning against the blocking and box counts he faced, he underperformed what an average back would have produced. The blocking was a disaster all year, so that's not entirely on him. But his headline play, a 64-yard touchdown run through the left side in the Week 4 loss to the Bears, was the exception that proved the rule. Outside a handful of explosives, this run game never threatened anyone. Next up, the pass defense. Honestly, the unit that kept this from being a 1 or 2 win team. Las Vegas allowed 214 passing yards a game and 23 passing touchdowns, with 37 sacks, 47th percentile, middle of the pack. Passing expected points added allowed was plus 43.2. Negative is what you want, so below average, but not catastrophic. The takeaway number is where the story lives. Only 16 on the year, 8 interceptions and 8 fumble recoveries, 34th percentile. When they did get one, it mattered. The best came in Week 9 against Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, second in goal from the 2, and Isaiah Polamau picked him off in the end zone for a touchback. That play swung roughly 7 expected points. The Raiders still lost 30-29, which tells you everything about the margin this team lived on. And the run defense was actually the best thing this team did all year. Rushing expected points added allowed was minus 17.7, 69th percentile. Negative is good on defense. Solidly above average run stopping. They held opponents to 4.1 yards a carry and made teams earn every yard. Not a splash unit. 22 rushing touchdowns allowed is a lot, but on a per carry basis, a real strength, and it trended steady all year. In a season where almost nothing worked, the front held up against the run. That's something to build on.
Muffed!
Season MVP is tight end Brock Bowers. Even in just 12 games, 64 catches, 680 yards, 7 touchdowns, and plus 23.3 receiving expected points added that led every Raiders pass catcher. The one thing that has to change, 64 sacks allowed on a 10.7% sack rate. You cannot finish dead last in pass protection and expect anything else on offense to work. Full stop.
That's the Raiders 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Raiders feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.